I have an outline, but I'm going to do some extemporaneous exegetical preaching. It's good to have Ron and Dee here with us from Indiana. I asked them when they're moving back, and they said tomorrow they're going back home. Already done, you know. I appreciate you coming out to see us when you come back. Pray for them as they establish their new home there in Indianapolis. They did tell us that they have a spare bedroom. Two spare bedrooms. We can come while the 500's been run and stay with you folks.
That's right.
All right. Well, you hear that, church? We'll just all go out there for the 500. We'll fill both bedrooms. Isn't it like the day we live in? Our kids get scattered all over the world. Last week I talked to you about Jesus' teaching on the false prophets. Preachers who are like wolves in sheep's clothing. They preach a gospel, but it's not the true gospel. And you remember what Jesus said about them. They're going to be cut off. Anathema. Judgment is coming upon them. Immediately after talking about the false prophets, he says this: not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Somebody tell me right quick, who's going to go to heaven? Those who do the will of whom? The Father. On judgment day, many... Here's that word many again. We saw that a little while ago, didn't we? When Jesus said there's a broad road that leads to destruction, and how many's on it? Many. He uses that word again. On judgment day, many will say to me, who is me? Jesus. Many will say to Jesus, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. I will reply, who is I?
Jesus.
I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Holy Spirit, here we are again gathered in this house of worship. And again, the Word of God looms great in our eyes. And all of us here, Holy Spirit, are but human beings. All of us. And so we need the touch, your touch, your divine anointing to touch the lips of clay, the mind made out of dust, to be able to share your feelings about what Jesus said to your people. Help us, Holy Spirit. Touch the hearts and the ears of the listeners so that we will understand and take to heart the words of the greatest man who's ever lived, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen. What Jesus is talking about here is people who have a false profession. Did you ever bump into anybody that acted as if they were somebody important and you found out they were a nobody? Huh? I've bumped into a few of those down through life. Maybe better I should ask, how many of us have ever passed ourselves off as being something we weren't? Professing to be when we were not. And that's who Jesus is talking about here. And the subject of the matter is, who is going to get into heaven? How many want to go to heaven? A couple of people back there didn't put their hands up. How many want to go to heaven? I see some of my wife holding one man's hand up. She wants him to go. Yeah. That's our destination, isn't it? Well, all of us are going to get the chance to look in. And all of us are going to get the opportunity to stand before the judge, Jesus Christ. Every individual, I don't care who they are. I don't care what part of the world they come from. I don't care what the color of their skin is. I don't care what their language is or what their religious background is. All of them will come and stand before the judge. Jesus is here specifying who's going to get in. Will everyone who professes Christ enter in? The Lord said no. There are some who profess His name only. They won't make it in. The false professor is a person who uses the Christian vocabulary, recites the creeds and the prayers. I saw an obituary this morning, and the service part, one of the service part is what we're going to do at my funeral is say the rosary together. Going to all just recite some prayers. They attend services, they participate in functions, yet they do not accept the Lord's word. Probably the closest I can get in the times of Jesus of people who professed but didn't possess were fellows called Pharisees. Did you ever hear of them? Jesus had a time with those guys. I mean, they were always turning their back on Christ. They were always trying to find fault with Him. They were always trying to find some way to get at Him and that He wasn't telling the truth. These were the religious professionals of the day. These were the guys who were supposed to be upholding the law of Jehovah. And yet, they are referred to in the Word of God as whited sepulchers full of dead men's bones. In other words, back there they had the caves they put the dead people in, and they'd whitewash the outside of the cave and the inside of the cave. How many know what whitewashing is? We used to do it to the barns. But they whitewash. They make it white outside, inside. But when you open the door, it was full of dead men's bones. And this is the description of the Pharisees in the days of Jesus. In other words, they were empty. They had nothing. They looked good on the outside. They looked wonderful. They looked the part. But when you got into the heart and the soul, there was nothing there. Empty. I'm going to kind of say, we see it in our day and age. People want to join the church. Oh yeah, I want to join the church. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. That's coming up here shortly too. I'm going to join the church, but you'd be surprised, millions in America have their name on the church roll. But they've never bent the knee. They've never repented. They've never come to Christ and acknowledged Him as their Lord and Savior. One of the things we do here at Emmanuel Chapel when we have a membership service, the one question that we ask is, can you publicly testify that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? We don't want your name on the roll if you're not willing to repent, confess to Christ, and acknowledge Him as the Savior. You were a sinner, you were lost, you were undone, and you need to be redeemed and saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. But you'd be surprised the number of churches across America that all you have to do is shake the preacher's hand and sign on the dotted line. They might put you through a little course so that you know what they stand for, but you never have to go to the altar. You never have to confess your sins to Jesus Christ. It's never a part of becoming a member of that congregation. And so what you have is a church full of professors who have no possession. They profess, but they do not possess. And so what's going to happen to those people when they get to heaven? When they come to stand before the judge? He is going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. You've never had an experience with me in your heart, your life. Many will say, Lord, Lord, but I will not allow them in. So that is the false professor, and Jesus wants to get this message across. There is a possibility to be a follower of the religious faith and the religious profession. I remember years ago when I was in Lee College and we'd go on weekend invasions out into community. We'd go to a church and we'd have service that morning, and then in the afternoon after church was over, we'd go out and knock on doors in the community. We'd take some church members with us and we'd show them how to witness. So we'd go out, knock on doors, just go down the street, and people would come to the door. Many times in the Bible Belt, in Tennessee, in Alabama, in those states where I went on these invasions, we'd knock on the door, and the first question we asked them when we opened the door, we'd introduce ourselves. I am so-and-so from the local church down the street, and I want to ask you this question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I've had times when people open the door and I ask them that question and they said to me, who's Jesus Christ? They had no idea. Oh yes, some of them said, well, I'm a Christian. I belong to such and such church. I said, that's not what I ask you. I ask you, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the full pardon of your sins? Have you confessed your sins to Christ? Have you acknowledged you're a sinner and that you need to be redeemed by the love of Jesus and washed in the blood of Christ and have His forgiveness in your heart? And I've never heard of that, but I'm a Christian. I joined the church. My mother had me baptized when I was 6 years old. I've literally had adults say, I was baptized when I was a child. My name was put on the roll. I'm ready to go to heaven. They haven't been back to church since. They haven't served God. But some of these professors are church members who are very active. Oh, they're there every Sunday morning to put in their money. They're there when the dinner is needing to be cooked for the local homeless people. They are there helping to do. Some of them have Sunday school pins. They reach to their knees. I've not missed a Sunday in 50 years. Oh, yes. I've done good works. I've been good fella. I've given to the hungry and I've helped the needy. And well, I even backed the preacher up. And guess what? The preacher's not saved either. He's been to seminary. He's been to the education. He has the doctorate behind his name, but he doesn't know what it means. I had a gentleman some years ago in full gospel business meeting. I heard him testify. He was reared and he had pastored over 30 years in a denomination. He had pastored churches and he had prepared sermons. And he said, just last year, I got saved. He said, I went back to my study. I got 30 years of sermons out of the file cabinet that I had prepared as a sinner. I didn't know Jesus. I took those sermons and burned them up because I made those sermons as a sinner. I had no idea what it was to be born again, what it was to be redeemed by the blood of Christ. I was preaching as a sinner to sinners in a church. And guess what? That preacher, that church, if they had come to the very presence of Christ on the day of judgment, would hear the words, depart from me. I don't know you. And they'll say, but I preached for 30 years in your name. I was a Christian in a Christian church for many years, and I worked in the kitchen, and I taught the nursery, and I took care of the teenagers, and I did this, and I did that, and I did. And you see, that's part of the problem here. Listen to what Jesus said here. What is their response? We prophesied. We cast out demons. We performed miracles. It's all about me. It's all about I. That's the way it was with the Pharisees. They were afraid that Jesus was going to get his toe in the door before they did. And they wanted the glory. They wanted the praise. They wanted, well, bless God, I'm here and I deserve. Amen. That's the professor. That's the individual who hasn't had. And what's Jesus going to say to these professors who say, look what we've done. Look what I've done. Let me tell you, when you hand in your resume to Emmanuel Chapel, to become a member of Emmanuel Chapel, I don't want to know, well, I've been a member of the faithful saints of so-and-so so many years. I took catechism here and there. I did this and I did that. I want to know on your resume, the only thing I want to see is, are you born again? Yes. Amen. Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? Amen. You know, if we're not careful, even at Emmanuel Chapel, we can be guilty of Well, we get people to come to church, and that's good. We want people to come to church. Can't get them saved till they come to church. We get them in church, and they start coming, they start attending, they like this and they like that. We're teaching them a little bit, and we're, you know, sharing with them, and they're getting involved. But there's never a time where they bent their knee and get down before Jesus and said, I'm a sinner. I need to be born again. I need my sins forgiven. I have sinned, and I'm sorry, God, for my sin. And I want forgiveness, and I want you to cleanse me. And I believe sometimes that's why people have a struggle with some of the things of the world, is because they've not really gotten down to business with God about being forgiven of the old sins of the past. How many of you this morning can say, I really have asked the Lord to forgive me, to wash me, to cleanse me, to purify me? You see, we're not about just turning over new leaves at Emmanuel Church. We want a new person. We want a new being. Old things pass away. Amen? Old things pass away. And behold, all things to become new. And so, I'm not interested in your resume of how good you are. How many homeless people you fed, and how many dollars you've given to Salvation Army, and all of that sort of thing. You'd be surprised the thousands and thousands of people that are depending on that to get them in. What did Jesus say here? Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Only those who do the will. What's the will of the Father? What's the will? For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that I might feed the homeless. He gave His only Son that I might teach Sunday school. He gave His only Son that I might help somebody out in the time of trouble. What's the will of the Father? He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believes. Hello? Shall not perish, but have ever. That's the will of the Father. And Jesus says, only those who do the will of the Father. We miss it altogether. Boys, if I can just get in Emmanuel Chapel, and I'll show the preacher how much I can do. I'll be in my chair 10 minutes before church starts every Sunday. I didn't hear a whole lot of amens. I heard somebody say recently, if you're 15 minutes early, you're already late. That's kind of the principle I go. I have thought about one of these Sundays just intentionally staying at my house until about 10 or 15 minutes after church starts, and then come waltzing in. Where you been, preacher? Who you think you are? We already started church. You come walking in here and we're late. Ouch! Ouch! Do I hear any ouches? Amen. No, Pastor, I'd
guarantee you, if you let me be a member of Emmanuel, I'll be here 5 minutes before church every Sunday. Not only that, I'll sign up for the ushers. I'll sign up to be a greeter. I'll sign up to scrub the toilets. I'll sign up for the nursery. I'll sign up to wash the floors. I'll sign up. Preacher, you just let me in the door, and I'll be there to mow the grass and pick the dandelions and whatever. Just let me in as a member. Don't cut it. All Jesus wants is for you to say, I want to be redeemed. Jesus Christ, the Father, sent His Son as a substitute.
Hallelujah.
As a lamb led to the slaughter. He sent His Son knowing that He would die a horrible death, that He would shed His blood and give His life as a ransom for my stupid sins and my wicked life. And oh, just let me in, because I want to be redeemed. I want to be washed. I want to be cleansed. I want to be purified by the bloodstream of Jesus flowing through my soul. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's the will of the Father. We miss it altogether in thinking that church is about just doing service for something. Church is about knowing that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. That I've been redeemed. That I have fulfilled the will of the Father who sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the will of the Father. Can you imagine these people coming up to Jesus on Judgment Day? Jesus looks down across the rows of heaven and He doesn't see their name. Gabriel hasn't announced their name. Their name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible is open, the Scripture, the book out of which all will be judged. And they, Jesus goes down the list and He says to them, why are you here? What are you doing standing before me? And they'll say, well, Jesus, I cast out demons in Your name. How many know that there have been wicked people who did things in the name of God? But remember Balaam? He prophesied. In the name of God. And it was a true prophecy. Yet he was a wicked man. And so it is possible for individuals who have been involved in religious affairs to do some extremely important things. And yet here they stand before God, and Jesus looks down the list and He doesn't see, well, I don't see here any place where you have bowed your knee and confessed your sins. You know, I told you in the book, if you confess your sins, He, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Praise the Lord.
I was walking through a great big cathedral. I think it was in Italy. Walking through this great big cathedral, Catholic church, and there were two guys sitting on the back seat there in the church, and they were kind of younger, and they were joking around and what have you. And Linda and I were just walking by looking at this big cathedral and church, and one of them threw something. And there was a confession over yonder, and I stopped and I looked at him. You're in church.
You want to go over to the confessional? I hear you. Hey, lad, can you imagine? I can't imagine you, me building a little box over here with two doors on it. And you come in one with all your sins, and I'm sitting in the other, and you start telling me all your sins. I've got a little sliding door in there. Who is this? And then they say to me, Father, would you forgive me? Lord, have mercy. I'm the one that needs forgiven. There's only one that can forgive. There's only one that can take away our sins. There's only one who can wash us. The rest of it is all ceremony. It's not backed by the book. Amen? And so, what I'm going to say to you in that little book is, have you fulfilled the will of your Heavenly Father? What is that? That you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the full pardon of your sins. And you have been redeemed and washed in the blood of Christ and made a new creation in Christ Jesus. You know, when you come to the altar and become a new creation and go back home, even the dogs and cats know the difference. You don't kick the dog anymore. Hello? You don't smack the cat anymore. Some of you treat your dogs and cats better than you do. I saw that look. Are you getting the picture? He that does the will of the Heavenly Father. We don't approach Christ. Well, Lord, I've been preaching for you for 55 years. And oh, I've pastored. And oh, you know the people I've pastored, Lord. Oh, my Lord. I don't going to get into all of that, but over 45 years, 46 years of pastoral work, I've seen it all, Lord. Oh, I deserve to be in there, Lord. I did it. I was faithful. I went to church every Sunday, and I preached, and I prepared my sermons. He don't want to hear about me. He want to hear about what I've done. What he wants to hear is what he's done for me.
Yes.
The will of the Father. And Jesus said, when you come to stand before me in that day, all of us are going to have the opportunity to meet Jesus in person. I know we've said many times, I'd love to live with him back there. You know, I was taking a shower the other night, and I was getting all cleaned up and showered and water running out. You know, Jesus never had one of these. He never experienced a shower. He didn't live in the day when they had the modern... Can you imagine Jesus and the disciples stopping at AC&T and getting a hot pocket and putting it in the microwave? They didn't have that. They didn't have any of that stuff. We have been so blessed, so marvelously blessed in what we have. What he wants to hear from us is what he's done for us, not what I've done for him. He wants to hear and he wants to see the record that on such and such a day, your sins were forgiven, you were pardoned, you bowed your head. You had confessed your wrongs. You admitted your guilt. And you humbly surrendered yourself to me that I might cleanse and purify and make you a brand new person. On those grounds, you are a true professor. Welcome to the kingdom. Imagine all those guys who showed up and said, I. And Jesus looks at them and says, I don't know who you are. But I went to church all these years. Doesn't matter. I don't know you. You don't know me. There's going to be preachers. There's going to be professors in religious universities. There's going to be hundreds of thousands, millions of church members who will show up, stand before Jesus. He's going to have to say to them, I don't know you. How many of you possess what you profess? It's fine. I know it's 10 after, but I kind of feel like I need to have some people come forward. How many will come on up and say, I don't want to ever be a false professor. I've got sins I need Jesus to deal with. I've got things that I need Christ to forgive me of. I've got things in my life that I need to get straight with Him. And I want this day, December the 4th, 2016, I want this day to be a day that God can mark down in His kingdom book and say, on this day you showed up before me and you humbled yourself and you say, God, I want to be real. I want to fulfill the Heavenly Father's will. Come on. Come on down. Quickly. Come on down. I want to do the Heavenly Father's will. I don't want anybody. I don't want to stand before Jesus one of these days and hear Him say, I don't know you. I want Him to know me. I want Him to know my sins are forgiven. I want Him to know I fulfilled the Heavenly Father's will. I'm asking for people to come pray this morning, saying, at the altar of God. Are we possessing? And possessing? If we've been professing and not possessing, it's time then to get on the right side. Time to do the right thing. Lord, I want you in my life. Here I am. I'm ready to ask you to forgive me, to wash me. Come on. This is a public profession. Jesus said, if you don't love me and stand for me in public, then I'll be ashamed of you. Come on. You want to be a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be a part of the body of Christ. I'm asking you to come this morning. Whether you've some years ago you made that profession for Christ, I want you to renew it right now. Renew it in the name of Jesus. How many others? Quickly. Without hesitation. Come on. This is the day. This is the day of salvation. This is the accepted time. This is the time to say before Christ, I want to surrender it all to you, Lord. I want to surrender it all to you, Christ. I want to give it all to you, Jesus. This is a public profession of Christ. I'm ready to get on the side of Jesus. I want to hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Lives. This is the moment. This is the time. Don't let it pass. Don't let it get by you. Don't let it get past you right now. The Holy Spirit is calling. The Holy Spirit is urging you. Get out of your seat. Get out of your seat. Come to the altar of God. Make a public confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is the day. This is the moment. This is the hour. This is the time. I'm surrendering my life, my heart to Jesus. Oh, I'm giving my life to you. This is it today, Jesus. I'm making that step. I'm making that step. Oh, don't let your neighbor come without you being alongside of them. Make that step. Stand up. I command in the name of Jesus, stand up. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet before the Lord. Make that step in the name of Jesus. Make that step to come to Christ. To have Him as your Redeemer, your Lord, your Savior, Master of your life. Lord, I surrender my life to You. I'm here to give it to You right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm here to give it to You, Lord. Amen. Take that step. Step out of your seat right now. Come on. Step out of your seat and come down here and make it official. Make it official before the Lord. I'm tarrying. I'm only waiting on the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit lifts the call, we're done. It is time. It is your moment. The Spirit is calling. The Spirit is urging. It's time to make that confession right now to Jesus, right now to Christ. Time to give it all to the Lord. Time to give it all to Jesus. Time to give it all to Christ. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Anybody else you want to make that public statement before the Lord? I'm here to do the will of the Father. I'm here to perform the will of the Father. This I'm saying to you right now, Jesus, forgive me all of my sins. Cleanse me, purify me, wash me. When I come to stand in your presence, I want to hear you say, come on in, son. Come on in, daughter. I know who you are. I know your life. You've been redeemed.